So Andrew Sims is here. You know,
Shout
we
out.
actually we got some feedback from one of our listeners that he doesn't always listen live, but he does listen all the time.
Yeah.
So shout out to Dirk. I call him Dirk Nowitzki. But we know Dirk Shots, right?
Yep.
Dude hit us up on Patreon because okay, so Covino and Rich are off this week because Covino's in Japan and Rich is at Hibigashi or whatever the hell, where they cook the food in front of you in freaking spots in like Mexico or something. So they're off this week.
Spots
So
in, that's where Spots at's Mexico.
I think so. So they freaking been
He
putting
was
up
at
like
Hong Kong.
pre-recorded episodes and shit. Well,
Right.
what they were gonna do for Wednesday and Thursday was put up on the level. So for those of you that aren't aware, Covino and Rich back in the day, they put out these quote unquote documentaries that Sammy J produced. But Sammy J put in all kinds of music. So when Spot uploaded them for Patreon, they got flagged. So then he uploaded it again, tried to remove some of the music. It got flagged again. So Spot tried his best. So as all that was going on, I jumped on the comments and I was like, hey, this sucks. I'm gonna go listen to the after show, but later.
Hey, bear with me for a second.
Okay. What's going on?
Sorry.
Chapo blowing himself again?
Now the Roomba came on real quick. Oh hell. I'm not
Oh,
trying to add no
Roomba.
point. Look, bro. Hold on. One second.
Dog,
I just
I just gave my fucking green screen a new paint job.
Did you? Oh, there we
Fuck
go.
yeah, dog. I got a different color. I did it on the side.
I'm back.
Watch, look at this shit. I gotta show you this shit real quick, dog. So
Let me see. Let me see. Hold on.
look at right here. Oh, behind me.
Damn it.
Oh, it's nice and pretty now.
That's in green.
There you go. Yeah, Kennedy approves of it. My daughter approves of it. She was like, yeah, it's more of a green screen color. Before it was more of a storm cheer color. I was like, all right, cool. Ah, so what's going on, dog? How's the week looking for you? How are you feeling? Tune
Feeling
in.
good, man. Week's good. It's a short week. Friday about 5:30 p.m. I'll be fucking on my way on the boat. So I'm just
Oh,
looking.
I forgot that's this week, huh?
I've checked out already, but I'm here. But I'm there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, dog, because I was feeling like shit. And I was thinking we could record tomorrow. And then I was thinking, fuck. I was like, but maybe not tomorrow. I was like, maybe like during the weekend. I forgot you're fucking not even gonna be here. So I'm glad I just fucking manned up and said, fuck it, let's do it, you know?
Yeah, well, we're trying to. So, all right, what I'm about to say right now might be controversial to some. Actually, it will be to some people are gonna be like, damn, they're not gonna get it. I'm like, that's a lot, but I'll break it down.
Oh, I think you best use some bad language.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
No.
But anyway, so check it out. All of a sudden, they say you can only have 15 drinks a day while you're on that damn boat. And you know, someone might say, 15 drinks, that's a lot. Well, if you're a person like me and you roughly sleep about 6 hours when you're on vacation because you want to enjoy 18 hours of the day, when I went to school, 18 divided by 15 ain't even 1 an hour. Like you can drive like that. I mean, fuck, I can have 2 an hour and be legal to drive. Like that ain't, what the fuck is that gonna do for me? So unless I just wait and stack like 8 and 7 or 10 and 5, what is that really even gonna do when you're on the boat all damn day?
For 2 and then 13,
I would see.
you could do that too.
So I found an El Cucuy workaround.
Okay, you checked in two people.
No, well that's they can only have their 15 too, but I'm pretty sure Mito gonna drink his 15.
Well, I'm saying you check in an invisible person.
No, that'd be gonna be kind of pricey. But
Oh, okay.
here's what you can do. So I remember when Mito was on there. Some chicks he met or whatnot or somebody sent him a little Corona gift basket to the room. So he ends up getting this little basket. It had 4 or 6 Coronas in it, like some cups or a bottle cap opener or some cool shit. And someone hooked him up. So I called my Christina, my cruise coordinator. Ring. Hey, Christina, if I get this little gift basket, is that going to count against my 15 drinks? And she told me she didn't think so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to order my ass 1 or 2 of those gift baskets. So I can have 4 to 8 beers on the side. And then the first night, if I'm only at 11, I'm gonna order the other 4 and just not open them and take them and stash them in my room. So that way, when I'm at sea all day, I got plenty of fucking cellos.
There you go. If you were a spot, you could just put them up your butt. Andrew Sims is asking if it's a cruise. And, you know, this dude that I fucking met a few years back, right?
Mm-hmm.
He fucking, and you say, you're the dude I'm talking about. This dude was on so many cruises. I don't know if to call him fucking Tom or Terry. Because this motherfucker's always, every chance I'm like, what were you, what are you going to do this weekend, El Cucuy?
If it's before the Ellen jumping on the couch, you can call me Tom.
Yeah.
And if it's Friday to like two or three more years, you can call me Terry. I'm good.
All right. But yeah. So this dude loves to go on cruises. I don't know.
So Reinhardt's?
Oh, Reinhardt's here. Finally.
You know, my mom
has come back.
Reinhardt's. Yeah. You know, my mom asked me. She asked me how come I wanted to go down there on the boat. And I remember when I was like 13, we all went down there, me, my mom, and my pops, on a little, like a best tour bus where they get the little motel for you along the way and they drive there and back. So, anyhow, my mom asked me, why are you doing that? Well, I don't know how it is that you say you're a border town. So I don't know how it is for you guys. But when you're coming back from San Diego or you're not San Diego. When you're coming from TJ and you're trying to go up through San Diego on like a Sunday or a Monday, shit, unless you have one of them express passes, you're in line for like 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
You ain't got to deal with that shit on the boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ain't got to deal with none of that. Oh, there's Funky Monkey.
We got to plan an
after show cruise,
but later cruise.
Hey, check it out. You know what? I'm glad you said that. Check it out, D. I think I was telling you this, but they have a package on there. It's $20 a day, but it allows you to Zoom. We could go on there and we could go take over like a little room where they got not a room, but like they have areas and there's like, you could sit. Fuck it. We'll just go and set up.
Yeah. That would be hella dope.
That'd be fucking bad. And if they even want to start acting up, we can go to the room and set up and just leave the door open. And people walking by all drunk will fucking come in and check it out and fucking it guaranteed. It'd be like the college days.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what we do. We go on the cruise and I stand, like I've told you before, I stay in the cheapest ass carnival ass bottom of the boat by the motherfuckers who are running to keep it going and shit. That's where I sleep. No bullshit. You know why? Number one, it's the cheapest.
Keep your shit going?
Hey, it's the cheapest. And if you're drinking all night, I'm telling you what you want to do in the morning. You want to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no window. There ain't no light coming in. You put a towel on the door and that motherfucker is like midnight all day. Okay. And then on top of that, that's where the parties are at. Do you think the fucking 20 people that took a cruise together are up in the fucking balcony suites together? No. They're down there and got the cheap rooms too.
Andrew Sims is asking if we're going to Nashville in March. Nah, that's like 2 weeks away. I can't swing it that quick.
I wanted to go, but I'm going on this cruise and this was going to be the next weekend. And that's why I didn't go.
Yeah.
Where's your effect? What? He says it's been a whirlwind. You don't have an effect for that?
I don't think so.
No.
Do we have like a... Oh, no, that's not it.
Yeah, I like Carnival. Carl said he likes Carnival.
Yeah, he likes... Doo, 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 doo. You like juggling or what?
I like snake ladies.
You know what, Doug? Yeah, I have a question for you. You said
What's that?
You were talking about sleeping. What do you like to do in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And you got like 2 or 3 years on me, you know, on this earth.
All right. Question,
is there a point that you hit where you wake up and the little guy is not saluting?
No.
Okay.
Well, I take that back. Depends on your company. You got the right company. He is more than happy at all times to come out and play and hustle.
Oh, you're right. You know why? Because when I sit at your pad, I didn't wake up one day.
Salute. Yeah, there you go. All
right, never mind. Never mind.
I guess. But if you know, even if you're with a hot chick, you get to an age like, if she's a snatch, no, dude, because why would I, if you're always trying to talk shit and ruin my mood, why would I ever want to make you feel good?
Low T.
Yeah, no, I don't have no low T's, bro.
What does that mean? You, if you have low T, you wake up?
With no wood.
Well, with no wood. Oh, then okay. Then I'm fine. Then I got so much tea, I'm about to fucking make some fucking Arnold Palmers over here.
Hey, my T has fucking three exclamation capital and with three exclamation marks after that motherfucker.
I got tea, dog. I got sweetened and unsweetened. That's how much tea I got.
Hey, I'll just tell you, when I was little, my idol was Mr. T because Clubber Lang was the real star of Rocky II.
Oh, that's funny, dog. One time they took an X-ray and they were trying to see how much tea I had. Is that how they fucking check your tea levels?
I don't know. No, you have to. What do they
By
do?
your
I think
blood or
you.
something?
I think yeah, or you spit, or I feel like I forgot.
No, they drew my blood one time and they're trying to check my T levels. I go, "Doc, be real with me. Can you tell me what my T levels are?" And he said, "I don't know what this means. All it says is I pity the fool." I was like, "Oh, there we go. There we
Hey, all I know is I did a 23andMe and my shit just came back 100% OG.
go."
That was
I
it.
did
No
a 23
Sub-Saharan
and me.
African. Like, everyone want to have 6% Sub-Saharan African. Not me. My shit was 100% OG.
Your shit had a mohawk and some gold chains on.
Mohawk and gold
There
chains with fucking red shirt and some overalls.
you
I pity the fool.
go. Oh, all right, dog. Well, did you catch any of the pre-recorded shit this week?
Yeah, a little bit. A
They
little bit.
had.
I didn't catch it all. I was kind of in and out.
It's funny because they had
But Smut's back.
they oh yeah, that the Smuts back. They also had a on Monday's show. They had a rewatch of their first episode, their last episode of Sirius and their first episode of Patreon.
Right.
And that
I did catch
rewatch,
some of that.
that was kind of cool. Then Tuesday they had Spot's coming out party.
Yep.
They rewatched that. It was funny, Doug, to watch like their reactions all over again. It looked like they were living it all over again. Just, Spot coming and Spot looked like, I don't know. I got some feedback about how Spot looked during the fucking that rewatch. They said Spot
Well, and
fucking.
I might have missed the part where Kristen just wanted to experiment with another girl, like they said on the show. I thought she wanted some other wiener. Because he said that she initially said she wanted to experiment with another girl.
Yeah, and then he said, "Okay," and she's like, "All right, welcome, Mandingo." That's what I remember. Oh, speaking of Mandingo, I have one of my notes. Fucking Rich cracks me up because he's just so fucking, I don't want to say weird because to each their own, but when they were talking about Spot shit, they were asking questions about like, is there shit that you maybe prefer but you don't like to watch, like, or some shit but you don't necessarily want to do or some shit, I don't know. And Rich said, like me, this was Rich talking. He said, "I like to watch two black dudes. I have DTAWD.
Rich said this?
Double team a white girl." Oh, yeah. I was at work when I was typing my notes, so I didn't want to put double teaming a white girl. So I put two black dudes, double DTAWG. So Rich said, "I like to watch," he goes, "two black dudes double teaming a white girl. That doesn't necessarily mean I want it to happen." And I was like, "Wait, hold up. I'm Doug." They didn't even bat an eye. Covino didn't call him out. Spot didn't call him. And I was like, I thought they would have, one of them would have had at least a comment, but they, I don't know.
You already know my rule.
But yeah.
If I'm watching any smut and there's a
No
wiener in
ween in
it
my
better
screen.
be fake.
No ween on my screen. Is that
If
what you
there's
said?
a ween on my screen, that fucker better have batteries or be fake or something.
Kukui does the no ween
It
on my
better not
screen.
have a pulse. I'm telling you that. I don't want to see a ween with a pulse.
I was listening to this comedian, right? It was Bill Tony, so it was some no name dude, but he's like, "I used to only watch lesbian porn." He was like, "When I was in school, because I thought anything else was gay." He goes, "So that's the only experience I had." He's like, "So when I started fucking, I was just scissoring bitches for years."
See, hey, and let me comment on that. I'm not saying that I think everything else is gay. It's just not my cup of tea.
Exactly.
You
Like,
like
I don't like anchovies.
chai. I like regular green tea. I don't know. I'm not here to judge nobody. And I'm not saying if that's what he wants to do, he likes to watch that, that's on him.
Yeah, and it's just it's funny, and like I said, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I
I
just
don't care.
funny that they didn't, nobody made a comment. Like, I just feel like there was something in there they could have thrown or something.
We
You
love you, Rich. We'll make a comment.
know? We're here to make all the comments.
We
So,
got you, Rich.
low key, my ass. Oh, cause okay. So in the feedback, Andrew Sims that Rich is low key a pervert, and then Reinhardt says, "Low key, my ass. He's a full on perv." He gets so excited when they're talking about spot shit. It's a little fucking weird.
Remember when he used to say he'd walk by his chicken, just fucking rub her with it. He'd walk by and just let it touch her as he walked by, or
Hey,
if
you
she
want
was
the
reading a
remote?
book,
Bam. They put
he'd
it in a
throw it on the
song.
book.
Yeah, they put it in a song. One of their
I
Tango
don't know.
Sack jams. But let me see. There was that. They had. Oh, one of the things that they said they had to get used to that I never really thought about was,
Good.
you know, before when they were on just the radio, they would check the feedback, which was the forum. You know, they would jump on
Yeah.
the forum. They would jump on the text message. They would see what was going on with the text message. But they
Okay.
said one of the things they had to get used to was the constant boom, 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 live interaction through
Boom,
YouTube.
boom, boom.
And
Boom,
it's
boom,
funny.
boom.
Because that's something that I never thought
Boom,
of. I
boom,
never thought it would
boom.
be like that much different, but I guess it
Chopo,
is because
motherfucker. Hey, bro.
it.
Chopo, motherfucker.
You're
Get down,
talking.
you dumb dick. I'm trying to do something here. Watch out. Move. Quit.
But yeah, but it's something that I never thought that they would have to like actually get used to. I thought it was just going to be natural, but it is a different element because they're doing it. They have to be conscious of themselves because they're on camera. They have to look at the feedback, but you don't want to be just staring at the feedback. You kind of want to be, you know, looking at the camera and kind of glancing. I guess that's
Right.
something new that they had to get used to, you know, but. Oh,
He's like, "Hi, guys."
yeah. That's looking funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I think I have a clip or two. Didn't I post something in our little folder?
Let's see. There's yeah, for you guys that oh, you know what, Doug? Hey, all right,
What's
get
that?
this. So El Cucuy and I, we have a folder that we'll both upload. It's a shared folder. So we'll both upload clips to it and you know, so that we play on the show. So we don't have to say, hey, send me that, send me this. If you guys have clips that you guys want to, you know, if you guys have an iPhone and you want to share it to the shit. Let us know. We'll send you the little link and then you can upload shit on there too. Maybe it'll be shit that, you know, we could talk about or whatever. But let me see. All
Yeah,
right.
especially if you guys are, if you're the ones going live all the time, fuck it.
For sure.
Contribute.
But I would say if you were to list things that you're not so proud of, you got some pretty big boats. Like you
Oh, my feet are horrible. God, I got on the wrong line for feet. I have bunions. I have toe feet. So literally my toes. My toes are as long as my fingers. What else? They're huge. Everyone says I could catch salmon with them. I mean, they're not attractive. They're not.
Why
poor
get her
girl.
going, Rich? Why would you do that? I mean, even if all that's true, all he did was have to spark the fire and she went for it.
Rich is a dick. You know why? He knows probably how like self-conscious she is about her feet. So he's like, I'm gonna bring it up. Cause dog, she's over here saying she has bunions, they're big, she has finger toes. Dog, she's saying all that. So you know it's something that's been on her mind. She's like, they're not attractive. So Doug,
Bro.
if she's
The
saying
part that didn't play, she called him a salmon catcher mitt or some shit.
all this. So Doug, it's like he knew that she it's one of her insecurities. So
He's a sneaky fucker, isn't he?
he's like, well, Doug, have you seen again the bag
He's
on
good. Hey, he's good at what he does. I'll say that.
he's so Doug.
Because he does that while pulling off the charming guy, nice guy image.
Yeah. He'll be like, so Nicole, you know, so what's up with your feet?
What's up with your feet?
Right, and
He's
just
like,
completely check out.
you got some oats.
All right, let's see if there's anything else right here. What's this one?
The last thing I wanted to
Yeah.
say, guys,
Oh, that
is
was
it
alpha
wasn't.
male. I forgot about
No.
that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. What's this one?
Maroon, maybe?
That would go, yeah. Well,
Fingertip
yeah.
action.
Yeah. Maybe that's the name of the team.
Fingertip action.
Oh, the name of Covino's fucking bowling league. Fingertip action. Let's see what this is.
I want to be in a bowling league, bro. I like bowling. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Go! I participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
Fuck was that?
Yo. Did you miss us?
Oh my God, I've been counting the minutes till I saw your face.
I have a feeling this is going to be extra inappropriate today. And you know what that means?
Don't listen around your kids. It might be about your kids and parenting and marriage and life, but get your kids away. You've been warned.
Was that you that uploaded that?
Extra inappropriate.
I don't remember what they talked about on that one. Was it extra inappropriate?
No. They're smutty. They're smutty 24/7, 365.
They're normal smut shit.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
If you want more numbers, we should start a weird rumor about, like, did you hear like Matt and Sarah, or you, like, something weird happened, like we all went away and had an orgy.
Or me and Sandoval.
Rich is just trying to plant the seed, dog. I know what he's doing there. He's not we're not fucking stupid, Rich.
We'll play that again. That's what's funny. He tried to say Matt and Sarah, or we all had an orgy, and then she just goes, or Sandoval. So she must like Sandoval because she wasn't entertaining none of that nonsense. Play it again, bro.
There we go.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
If you want more numbers, we should start a weird rumor about, like, did you hear, like Matt and Sarah, or you, like, something weird happened, like we all went away and had an orgy.
Or me and Sandoval.
Fucking Ridge. Like we'll start a rumor, like, I put it in your ass, you loved it, you know, like, he's,
and
like,
she goes, or maybe not, we'll do this instead.
Yeah, she's like, been there, done that, you know.
Oh, that's great.
And let's see, I think that's it. All right, that's
awesome. That might be it.
Yeah, but I have been checking out Have Kids, they said. I just completely forgot about what the fuck they've been talking about. Do you remember anything, what they've been talking about? Or anybody in the chat, let us know what you've been talking about.
He wants him and Sarah to swing with Nicole. I know he does.
Yeah.
I bet he would. I bet. What do you think? Do you think Rich would be okay with Sarah if he 100%. Got to do his thing?
100%.
Yeah.
Give a fuck, because he would get his. I think that's, I mean, what does Rich care about? Rich. He may love his wife, but what is Rich's number one priority? Rich. So I don't know. That's just one man's opinion.
Hey, that man's got some good opinions.
Oh, one thing that actually did happen was when they were re-watching Spot's Coming Out Party, freaking Rich, Doug, when it happened way back when, they kept pausing it. Rich had a lot of fucking zingers and shit. He was on a sick one, Doug. Rich kept having little fucking one-liners and shit. And it was just, I saw, give him props right there. So we could talk our shit, but I got to give him the props where it's due.
Give for him sure.
Flowers.
Hey, I got something off track. It has nothing to do with CNR. Uh-huh. But it was a thought that I had today.
Uh-huh.
When you get a Civic or Corolla or one of these little Subarus and you throw a satellite dish, I mean, a spoiler on there, they can talk to Jesus, that's how big it is, and you throw these mufflers and pipes,
yeah,
right, or anything like that, or let's just say you get the Camaro and it's not the super sport and you try to do the same shit, or you get the Mustang EcoBoost because you couldn't afford the GT and you do the same shit and you're throwing pipes on it, like, why? You're doing when you do that is saying, I really wanted a cool car that does this, but I could only afford one that doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to throw these little add-ons because it makes me still kind of feel cool. That's like getting a Chrysler 300 instead of a Phantom.
It's so fucking weird that you say that, because I had this same exact thought like 2 days ago. I was I coming back from lunch? Anyway, I was on my way to work and I was behind this little fucking, you know, I mean, people's cars are their cars, but just to go with what we're talking about, this 90, like, 3 Acura, right?
Dog, right.
World's biggest fucking exhaust on it. Biggest muffler I've ever seen in my life. And it was just like, and the motherfucker was in like fucking 25 miles an hour. And I was like, and I literally, dog, I'm driving behind him and I have this thought where I'm like, Doug, I'm like, that shit sounds fucking stupid, right? And I was like, if you have like a fucking, like a dope ass Mustang or Camaro or something, dog, that has fucking balls to it and it's like,
right. It's already roaring.
And it's because that's how it sounds.
That's, you're just highlighting that's it. That's
dope.
All.
That's dope, right?
There's a difference between highlighting something and making something do something it normally doesn't do.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I heard, and I literally had that thought, and Doug, like, I think it was probably the next day you fucking messaged me that little shit. And I was like, oh shit.
Well, and let me clarify. I think you can tint windows, throw beat, and put rims on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a station wagon. That shit gonna look 10 times doper if you slam it, or you can put some limo tint all the way around and throw some 20s or 22s on it. Mm-hmm. So, and come through slapping. So I think you can definitely hook up cars. I just don't understand why you take these little ass Civics and act like they're a Porsche when they're not. I mean, it's just, it just, that don't make no damn sense.
They put the poor in Porsche.
And the Porsche.
Porsche.
Well, it's like getting a Silverado and you want to jack that fucker up to the moon. Like, you're riding level with the space station. Like, I don't get that shit. Like, why do you want to
have a ladder?
Right. Like, why? I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I dig like a 6 or 8 inch lift. I think that looks pretty sick. Those people that get like the 13 fucking 14 inch lifts, that's kind of okay. But you know, nice little 6 inch lift or a leveling kit or something. I think that shit's dope.
Yeah, I mean, the leveling kit, yeah, because you definitely want it to be right. You don't want to be fucking pitched up in the front or sagging in the back. So having a nice mellow float where just it's smooth, yeah, who can argue that? But no, I don't need to fucking have my shit on 30s and
Doug,
jacked
I
up
fucking,
to the moon.
I fucking, what did I have? Fucking, I don't remember. No. I had a Titan. I forget what the lift was. It was probably like a 4-inch lift and it had like 33s on it.
Did you buy it in Tennessee?
Doug, but this shit. Okay. Last time, one of my good friends, she was in San Jose. She was like, I'm in fucking San Jose. She's like, and I don't see any fucking lifted trucks, dog. And over here, like, we're in the desert and people are always off-roading and shit. That's all you fucking see is fucking lifted ass trucks here, you know?
See, and then Reinhardt says he's got, what, it comes from the 80s where the Chevy sounded good. Yep. And then he got a billet. Those billets are mean.
Oh, Doug. I remember when I first started
calling. You don't need it.
All I wanted was a fucking billet grill.
No, it's a billet Mustang. I think it's a certain kind of Mustang.
Oh,
it's like
I
better.
Wanted a billet
it's
grill.
It's better than the GT. It's like in between the GT and the Cobra, I think. Right?
Is
Carl?
It's kind of, what's the one fucking, what's the one I'm thinking of? It starts with an S. Is it a Shelby?
Yeah, Shelbys are dope.
Okay, there we go.
Those are above that. They're above that.
Yeah, that's something.
So, so the thing is, and I'm not knocking an EcoBoost. I'm not. But don't buy the EcoBoost because you couldn't afford the GT. Throw $500 worth of pipe on it and act like it's a GT because it's not. It's just an EcoBoost with pipe. And then you're lame-o.
Hey, you said EcoBoost, dog. I'll fucking Venmo anybody that is honest and doesn't Google this shit, but fucking that can get the reference of Alpha Boost. Alpha Boost 2000.
I know what Alpha Male 1983.
Alpha Boost 2000 or 3000. Anyway, Alpha Boost. And I'll give you a hint. Dion. Tell him Dion sent you. And then later Dion says, Dion where? Get your Dion wear. That sounds nice. You like that. If anybody get that reference, I'll fucking Venmo you $20. Anyway, what else happened, dog?
Alpha Male's nephew's in the chat.
Alpha Male's nephew?
Yeah. Oh. Robert Tipton.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But yeah, well, what else you got, dog? Anything from last week that we didn't hit or anything?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, that's all I got.
Let's see. Performance package. Steve McQueen. How much you pay for that thing?
Steve McQueen.
What year?
Isn't that the fucking, isn't that the one on the Cars movie?
That's Lightning McQueen's.
I was close, dog. You got to give me half credit. Come on. I get a 70% for that. Come on.
Hey, did you see that Spot had some trading cards coming out?
Nuh-uh.
Phase 10. I sent you that picture.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what it was. I can't get to it right now, dog. I'm tuned in. No, I'm not. Just not feeling well.
So, yeah, I'm kind of jealous. Have you seen some of Covino's pics that he's had on IG with his time in Japan.
Yeah, dog, he's been fucking rocking out.
Next I'm excited for Covino.
Dog, he's rocking out next to fucking everywhere, dog.
I like it, bro. I'm so excited for him.
Like, no creepo. Jordan had a picture that she had put up where she looked fucking
no creepo. What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say she looked good. She looked okay. Fucking. It was just like, dog, and this is what I'm saying. Jordan's a baddie, but she don't got to go looking all slutty and shit, dog. She just was nice with a nice fucking top and some jeans and just like a little like pretty picture. No homo either, because that sounds weak. But she looked really nice, dog. It was cool. So I've been enjoying their pictures, dog. They look like they're having a good time.
Yeah, that Grand Prix shit looks hella fun. I seen him. He looked excited. I was like, fuck, man. I wish I could do that.
Their hoodies or whatever. Their snuggies or whatever the fuck they're wearing.
I just was paying attention to the cars. I wasn't looking at the snuggie.
Yeah, dog. They were all in like these like zip up fucking
snuggies.
It looked like a snuggie.
All right, let's see. How did I miss that?
Yeah, dog. They were like fucking Stitch and fucking Sonic the Hedgehog and shit.
Oh shit, he's at some crazy ass, looks like a cemetery.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Covino, I don't know. I mean, that was yesterday. I have to go back and look.
Will they bury there all kinds of sushi?
Yeah, there's some chopsticks.
Yeah.
But no, I'm happy, man. I'm happy for him. He deserves it. He works hard. He don't take weeks off like that very often and do stuff like that. And so he looks like he's enjoying his time, man. And I'm happy for him, man.
Yeah. What is it, like a 12-hour flight, dog?
Yeah, that's why like I could financially afford it. I don't know if I can get that time off anymore. It'd be hard. But it's like another thing too is I don't know if I can fly that far. So I'm happy for him, man, because that's something I would love to do, but I don't see myself doing it. So I'm kind of living through him right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't even take a fucking day off right now, dog. I've been too fucking, you know, backed up and shit. But even if I could get the time off, I couldn't afford it. That sounds like an expensive ass trip, dog. 19 hours. Oh, it's a 19. I bought it pre-owned. That Lightning McQueen car, remember?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I thought he was saying it's a 19-hour trip.
And Andrew, I hope he doesn't have the Covino miseries either. I hope the luck is on his side on the way home.
Yeah, I you know what, Doug? It looks like he's been having a good trip.
Yep.
But
what do you mean, but?
But I think there's going to be at least a couple of things. Like, come on. It wouldn't be a Covino trip without a couple of things going wrong. Hey, and there's Lisa Paraggio.
Hey, Lisa.
Paraggio. Doug, I feel like Lisa has her own fucking spaghetti sauce and shit. You know, it's not Deliverio. It's Paraggio. Dog, I said it's not Deliverio. What the fuck is Deliverio?
I don't know.
I mean delivery. It's not delivery. It's Lisa.
Is it Carl, is it an automatic or is it a stick? And I don't even know what selvedge denim is. What is that?
Guys into Japanese selvedge denim.
Do you know what that is, D?
Nah, dog, I'm straight.
Does anyone else in the chat know what that is?
Salvage denim, dog. What the fuck is salvage? Isn't that denim that's been in an accident?
I can't even wait. And you bought it back for $500? Oh, I gotta see. I'm curious now. What is salvage denim?
Big holes in it, dog.
Let's see. Hold on.
Salvage denim. Lisa is a rich super fan.
Salvage denim. Hey, it came up. All I put was salvage and it was.
Hey, hold on. Are you? Oh, you're in the fucking studio today. You're not fucking in the living room. I was going to tell you to ask fucking Alexa.
No, I'm in the living room right now.
Oh,
hey, Alexa. What's salvage denim Japanese?
Salvage denim is a Japanese denim brand that specializes in raw denim jeans. Salvage denim uses Japanese fabric from mills such as Sawa and Tsujibahama in their jeans.
Tsujibahama.
Salvage denim jeans are available in two fits, slim and slim straight, and in three colors, gray, black, and deep indigo.
I don't really fuck with slim or slim straight, but that sounds tight, Carl. Shit, I underestimated you.
I better be careful, or he's going to catch Tsujibahama in Mexico. Be fucking around with all that shit he'd be doing fucking over there.
Oh, Spot. Yeah, he'd be on fucking all some kind of crazy, crazy sites.
Dog, what would you do if Spot came back and he was trans and shit?
What would I do if Spot went on that cruise with us? I bet he would be fun to be on that cruise with, though. I bet he'd be the center of all the attention.
Dog, you know what was one of the funniest comments? You'll probably throw up, but one of the funniest comments.
Then don't say it. I mean, if you think I'm going to throw up, I mean, you want me to barf?
It was funny, though, because they were like, one of the biggest things you've noticed or some shit about being with dudes, whatever. Spot's like, there's a lot of dudes walking around with fucking hogs. I guess he's been with some dudes with some big old fucking winkies. So.
So when are they coming back? Monday for a live show?
Monday for a live show. Doug, and you know what? What kind of sucks is that they've been, it sucks because I enjoy their content so much that even their Fox Sports has been like Monsi and whoever. Yeah. And I love Monsi, but if Monsi had, you know, the Monsi show, which she does with some chick, I'd be down to listen to that. But
do you listen to it?
But see, the thing is, though, when I come to Fox Sports, you know, at 3 o'clock and I'm ready for fucking Covino and Ridge and I hear Monsi and Dan Beyer or whoever, I'm like, ah, man, that's not what I was looking for. It's like, dog, like you ever have a fucking like a Pop-Tart and you bite into it and you're
had some Pop-Tarts.
You're expecting it to be like strawberry and you bit into it, it was like chocolate or something. And it,
no,
like,
my worst, oh. not for me. For me, what's worse than that is when you put it in the toaster and you bite it and it's still raw.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse. Because I could eat chocolate, strawberry. Yeah.
Right? You get a Hot Pocket, you bite into the first bite and it's hot as fuck, but the middle is all fucking cold and frozen.
Fucking man.
Right, Doug? That's what happens when you put on Covino and Rich and you hear fucking Monsi and Dan Beyer. You're like,
it's like bite into the middle of a cold Hot Pocket?
Doug, it's like you're fucking, you know what? I'm going to fucking, I have a dope ass fart coming and you shit your pants. It's like, that's not what I was expecting, you know?
All right, fair enough.
Hey, are you supposed to put deodorant on the inner part of your butt cheeks?
I seen an ad that said deodorant for the whole body. So I think for that stuff, you could. Bye, Funky Monkey. Have a good night.
Later, Funky. Thanks for chilling.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Mate.
Old looms?
The fuck are old? I don't even know what new looms are. The fuck is he talking about? Carl,
hey, Alexa. Salvaged denim old looms. What is it?
From Gov.Capital, upcycling old denim jeans is a sustainable practice that involves transforming discarded or unused jeans into new and useful products, thereby extending their lifespan and reducing waste.
Hey, Reinhardt, where you learn all this shit?
I know, Doc. This motherfucker's like a wealth of knowledge for denim.
He fucking related to like fucking Walter Levi or what?
his middle name's Wrangler. I don't know if you know that. Carl Wrangler.
I thought it was Carl Klein.
His family liked the alliteration.
Relation to Calvin.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
No, for reals, how do you know all that? That's dope. That's good knowledge. I mean,
it's crazy what people know, dog. Like,
it's definitely not common knowledge.
Dog, you want to hear the weirdest shit ever?
What's that?
Oh, what do you call it? I listen to the Boy Meets World podcast, right? It's called Pod Meets World, right?
Really? So,
yeah, Doug. And they fucking, it's Topanga, Eric, and Sean.
Just fucking stop. The fuck are you listening to that for?
Doug, they rewatch episodes. They tell you behind the scenes shit. It's fucking dope. I love it. All right, so fuck
Aren't you almost a 40-year-old dude?
Hey, Covino's sister is 40 and she fucking listens to it.
She's a chick.
So? I can't like entertainment?
You can like whatever you want. I'm just going to give you shit for it. Go ahead.
Thank you. But anyway, so Doug, so you know what? I think I'm about to make your point, though. So I'm fucking, I was looking at the comments and shit on one of their posts and somebody.
And you read the comments?
I'm following them on fucking Instagram, dog. Come on now.
All right.
Actually, we're following them on Instagram. So
all right. Hey, Topanga. What's up? Sorry. I didn't mean that.
There's somebody on fucking commenting named Topanga like Williams or some shit, right?
Okay.
And they were like, they mentioned something about, oh, you know, Danielle's been so nice, you know, ever since I told her I was changing my name to Topanga and all this bullshit, right? And I was like,
Topanga?
I was like, kind of fucking weird ass chick changes her name to Topanga. You know what I'm saying? So, Doc, so I go to this profile, right? And I'm like, this is one funky ass looking chick, right? I'm going through the pictures. It's a fucking dude. I was all, what the fuck? Because they had like long ass purple hair in one picture. And then I saw like a fucking, like a faded ass beard. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? And I guess they're like trans or some shit, but they don't have the money to fucking get like the laser fucking beard off or whatever.
Did he do a foil fade too or what?
No. This shit had fucking locks of hair down in his shoulders that were pink and purple and glow in the dark and shit. They weave the denim on. See, dog, this.
Is that the strips on the side?
They weave.
You know how 501's got the little strips on the side? You know what I'm talking about?
Dog, my friend LaQuisha, one time she had a fucking a denim weave. They weaved it on, I remember.
Nah.
Well, dog, he said they weaved the denim on. I don't...
She had the fucking guest patch on there too, or what?
But you know what? I have a real story about LaQuisha. So shout out to LaQuisha. Dog, I remember we're in like fourth grade, right? And I've told this before on here, but dog, her hair is fucking right here, right? We come back.
Denim?
We come back Monday, right? This is like Friday. Come back Monday, dog. She's got braids down her ass. I was like, how the fuck did LaQuisha's hair grow so fast? I didn't know they had fucking, I didn't know, dog. I was a little Mexican kid. I didn't know they had fucking extensions and shit. So, dog, she came fucking Monday with hair down her fucking ass. And I was like, oh, shit. So that was my introduction to fucking, actually, that was my
fucking Flintstone vitamins, what they told you in school. Eat your vitamins, fucker.
That was my one of two. My other fucking experience was my friend Shannon. So fucking RIP, she passed, but she fucking, one time we're on the playground and somebody snatches.
I'm going to run. One time, where are they at?
Dog, somebody snatches her fucking weave off and she's got her little ponytail this big. Like, man, fuck you, right here. Oh man, school is fun at George Washington Carver Elementary, dog.
Armani Mustang on mine.
God, we're the Cobras, dog. So,
okay. Yeah, we're Mustangs.
Vintage fashion and footwear. Yeah.
How about foot fetish? You have one of those?
How about if you can guess where his foot's been? where foot?
You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna get some both those, Carl. I want some dope ones. The ones where the cobra points back at me.
Oh shit!
You know, little I need those. I'll rock
the fucking cockroach killers.
The Keelers, bro. If I had those, I'd rock those on the boat. I'll be doing my two step.
Oh,
sliding. My fucking cockroach Keelers and my cockroach Keelers.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Yes. Well, hold on. You talked about your fucking cockroach killers. Oh, shit. Never mind, dog. Why does shit not fucking work out when you want it to
work? Damn, these. Hey, so check it out, Carl. Hey, I'm on the Levi's site, right? Japanese Selvage 512 Slim Taper Fit Men's Jeans. Do you guess how much?
125.
Nope. Keep going.
With the fucking cockroach killers on. Ready?
Contaré la historia de una famosa persona.
With your cockroach killers,
yeah. Dog. I'm be kicking them up and shit. Cha. Yeah.
Dog, you be taking bitches home with them fucking cockroach killers. Lift them up and we going home, lady.
So you're going to sit on that cockroach killer. No, not 125. Go up.
175.
More?
For real? 195?
More than that.
250?
Andrew? You know what? They're 225.
D.
I can't show up, but yeah, these son of a bitches are 225.
225. Fuck that shit, dog. They come with the fucking.
They look dope, though. I will say this: they do look dope. There's some real denim. I mean, hey, those are some jeans, and they do got those little strips on the side. Hey, Carl, is that what those things are? The looms? Are they the little strips that run on the side?
Oh no! They're what you wear under your denim. The fruit of the looms.
Fruit?
I'm on one today, dog. Let me fucking where.
Does
where
it have that one thing in it, or is that just a fable?
There you go. They're the fruit of the loom.
Hey Siri. Oh no. I mean, hey Alexa. Oh, Siri's
not exactly. But I offer no resistance.
Not
to helpful assistant.
Oh, now these brothers are fighting.
Oh,
hey Siri. Hey Alexa. Hey Siri. Hey Alexa.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Now they're all mad at me, bro.
Yeah. They're fighting, though. They're fighting.
Hey, that's confusing, though, huh?
What? Yeah, I know. When you have two bitches in your pad like that, like Kevin James on King of Queens, dog, he had an upstairs wife and he had a downstairs wife.
Hey, I used to like Leah Remini. What's her name?
Yeah, Leah Remini. Yeah.
Oh, when she was on Who's the Boss sneaking in Samantha's window?
Oh, for real? It goes back. Oh. My first introduction to her was Stacey Carosi. Do you remember that on Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
When they were at the beach fucking whatever?
Before that.
Oh, no. That was my introduction to her. She was on fucking Who's the Boss?
I'm going to send you a picture right now. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, you don't have to send me a picture. I have this thing in front of me called Google.
Well, fucking share then, Care Bear.
Leah Remini.
You got to be that Care Bear that shares.
Who's the Boss? All right, here we go. Let me fucking share this bad boy.
Put away your two brothers and a sister show.
Leah Remini, Who's the Boss?
She's a sneak in Sam's window.
Oh, there she is right here.
Dang, look at me. I was about that age too.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for saying that, because if we go back,
Rob, well, look at the color. I mean, look at the, you can tell by the color.
Nah, but she was hella cute, dog. Even no matter how old she was, right there.
Yeah, no, I think she's still pretty today.
Yeah, no, she's bad today.
She could get it if she wanted it.
Back in the day, she was. You could say she was cute. Now,
let's say we're similar, so she could get it all the way through if she wants. I'm good.
What's this, Leah Remini? Halle Berry. Oh, dang. What is this?
Molly Ringwald's.
Oh.
And I don't know who that troll is in the middle, but.
I don't know, but her ass probably didn't make nothing after this.
Yeah, who's the one in the blue?
Living Dolls, dog.
1989's?
IMDb. Let's go see what this is about. IMDb. Living Dolls.
You know what's funny? I had a friend named DB.
He's Michael Learned, dog. That is that ain't no chick.
Michael Learned.
Oh, Learn. Sorry, dog. I'm dyslexic. This must have been the chick we were looking at.
Look like Chris Elliott.
Allison Elliott.
Samantha Maselli.
Let's see what this shit. Oh, yeah. She hasn't done shit, dog, since like 07. Oh,
Samantha.
No.
Samantha.
Right. She's been in a couple of things. Good for her. But not
Samantha.
Like Leah Remini. Good for her, you know?
What's good for the goose is good for the gov.
What's good for the goose is good for the gobbler? What'd you say? Something like that, right?
I forget. Something.
I was about to say she still looks good.
I want some boats. Some botas.
You want some boats, dog? Fucking hit up fucking Nicole and have her wrap them boats around your fucking dinghy.
She got catcher's mitts.
No, what did Rich say she had? Salmon,
boats.
Salmon fucking...
Salmon mitts. She could catch fish with those things.
Oh, yeah. That's funny as hell.
Oh, it's the indicator?
Dog.
He's okay. Dope with that shit. He knows.
He knows as much about jeans as I do about fucking boy bands from the 90s, dog. It's crazy. It's crazy. Something that like you think, what the fuck? How the fuck does anybody know that much shit about this one subject? And then fuck it, boom.
So how do they get them to stretch nowadays? Because them Levi's back in the day didn't stretch.
These probably don't. They probably don't stretch nowadays. I mean, with the if it's
the selvage.
The selvage denim that been in a couple of car accidents, dog. I don't think it's stretching.
Hey, that shit's dope, though. I was looking at it.
Yeah.
If they have baggy, I'd rock them.
Meeting is now streaming live on YouTube. I thought it fucking was streaming on YouTube. Oh, it is, because these fools are... Oh, Juice is here.
What Juice. Jen and Juice.
We're going to have Juice on for a segment soon.
Drink your juice while in the hood.
Got to plan it out, but... Yeah. What up, Juice? We over here fucking...
Looking like this.
Let's see. Just so there's no fucking quiet. Look, Dr. Vader. I'm a DJ.
DJ Feats. Yeah, man, I wish I had those go-karts, man.
Yeah, those look fucking dope.
I had an ex that used to live over there, and she said they used to sell these live squids on a stick, and you had to like eat them, or if you didn't do it right, they get stuck in your throat. I wonder if Covino's going to try that.
Nah, I don't think Covino's down with anything that could get stuck in your throat. You know what
I'm not saying? Either, actually. So
that's not on fucking, you know, vacation over there.
Oh, you ended the live or what?
Nah.
It's gone.
It says fucking Juice Put. What up, butts?
No, I saw that, but now all of a sudden my shit switched to some fade video all of a sudden.
I don't know. Maybe fucking. It says stop live stream, so it says we're still good, dog. I don't know. Who knows? Fucking.
All right.
But anyway.
I'm just trying to participate in the chat, man. I'm trying to be a good participator. Host. Oh, yeah, he is in there. Okay, cool. I see him now.
A good host. All right. Bobby Tipton, Columbo, Will Morehouse, Dirk, Stridex pads. Oh, dog. You know what? Speaking of fucking unlocking memories, dog.
Uh-huh.
Fucking. There was something. There was a song that popped into my head today. A corny ass, like, pop rock song from, like, the 90s. It was. Was it Collide? Yeah, Collide popped into my head. And I was like, what was that other song? Dog, these were songs that were like on the radio. They were fucking corny. They were like soft rock, poppy, you know? And yeah. I was like, what was that song? That shit was always on the radio. It was Collide by Howie Day. And then I was like, what's that song by Matthew Nathanson? And it was Come On, Get Higher, right? So then you fucking start looking at this shit on Spotify. Spotify, dog, would just start predicting shit off of, you know, whatever you're looking at. So, dog, I started finding all of these fucking songs from the 90s that I haven't heard, no lie, in like 25 years. It was crazy. Really? Fuck. Yeah, dog. Fucking Semi-Charmed fucking Life or whatever the fuck. There was like a Lifehouse fucking. Well, you know what? Actually, I could probably find it. Dog, I was just tripping because I don't even give a fuck. But I'm going to tell you about it anyway, because fucking I was tripping on how many fucking. Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment, fucking Matchbox 20, If You're Gone, Over My Head, The Fray. That took me back to like 08. Collide, Howie Day, Come On, Get Higher, fucking 100 Years, Fight for Fighting. Dog, I haven't heard 100 years in like 100 years. That's fucking, I don't know the words to it, but I just know it's like, or whatever the fuck. And I was like, fuck, dog, I thought I was in second grade again, fucking in the car with my mom.
I think so, bro. So. Damn it.
My bad, dog. I had a fucking moment. Sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry. We all have them.
The UFC, but, dog, by the time this shit airs, UFC 299 happened already. Can you believe what happened, dog? That talk about a crazy night of fights, dog. That was fun. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that was dope. Shit.
I couldn't believe what happened, dog. I won all my bets.
Believe it.
Yeah, it was fucking dope. So UFC 299 was yesterday, Saturday. But yeah, man, it was cool. I watched it. You know, I got to fucking... I saw George Lopez on Friday. Me and Luis and took our ladies out. We went on double date. We saw George Lopez. So that shit was dope. So good weekend. UFC, George Lopez. It was fun. So... You guys are listening on Sunday. If you're future dude, that's what happened.
Okay, cool. Future dude.
You have anything? You tired of me?
No, I'm not tired of you at all, bro. It's just we don't really have a lot of content because, I mean, all the stuff that, you know, is kind of stuff that we've heard before. So I didn't take too many notes of it.
Oh, you know what? Did I tell you what Dirk said about our fucking
game
last week?
You never got to it.
So last week we played that mugshot shorties game, right?
Okay.
And Dirk said we were way off on a lot of them, both of us. So you know what that means?
We gotta play it again.
If we were single, me, you, and Dirk went out to go kick it.
Hoe bagging?
Women. So it means that we would all be in a different chicks. We wouldn't be stepping on no toes. We'd be getting along. We'd be drinking. We'd be having everybody have somebody different. I told Dirk, that just means we're friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be fighting over somebody. You know what I'm saying, Doug?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't like what you like, but that don't mean that it's not good. It's just not my style. Like, check it out. Some nights I like Red Lobster. Other nights I like Italian. I really love Thai food. Thai food's great, but you know what? I get burnt out on Thai food. So then I like some Chinese. Who doesn't turn down a good pie? And who doesn't turn down good tacos? But... I don't want them every night. So we got to switch. So what you like, I don't necessarily dislike it. Just not, might not be what I'm in the mood for at the time.
I think we need to wrap this shit up, dog. Episode number 233, your boys, D. El Kakui, After Show, PL, across all social media. If you're not on Patreon, you guys watching right now are, but if you're not on Patreon, check us out, patreon.com/TASBL. Just take every first letter of our fucking name, The After Show, but later. patreon.com/TASBL. You can join for free. You could pay. We leave it up to you. So if you guys need any help, hit us up. We'll walk you through it. So, and again, if you guys want that link so you can upload, you know, videos and clips into the shit that we could play here, hit me up if you have an iPhone and we'll patch you in.
And any of you guys that have my socials, because I know some, you know, Keebler and Reinhardt, and there's some people out there that got Funky Monkey, hit me up. I'll let you in on the cruise. I'm gonna next week, I'm gonna have some stories and they're gonna be good and they're gonna be good. So definitely you hit me up. Shit, maybe we'll do a show. Like I said, I'm getting the internet package with Zoom. Maybe I'll do one from my phone. I'll fuck it up.
And you're gonna be in Mexico, right? So the time's like, it's gonna be like California time, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Same shit. Yeah, my time don't change.
Cool. All right. Well,
just call me Kukui Tiempo because it's going to be Kukui time.
Episode number 234 may be live from fucking Mexico for Kukui. So we will see you guys in episode number 234. We thank you guys. Spread the word. Share our shit. We
spread the cheeks.
A lot more clips coming out. So after show, but later, episode number 233. We'll see you in episode number 234. Baseline trade. Let's go. This is all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Yes, and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. D spend a day in the 805.